Once there was a boy without a family, without any money, but with a burning desire in his heart to serve the highest good and help the most vulnerable soul. One day when this boy, whose name was Botvid, was walking in the woods, he happened to see a flock of swans flying across the sky. They looked so beautiful with their feathers glistening against the green of the trees and the gold of the sky. Before he could even think about it or help himself, he was crying out, "Oh, take me with you, take me with you." One of the swans, seeming to hear this, flew down close to the boy, and the boy was able to look right into the eyes of that swan, and there he saw the most terrible sadness. And he heard the swan crying out, the loneliest cry he'd ever heard, and something about that bird just caused Botvid's heart to fill with love. And as he looked carefully, he saw that there was a little cut in the swan's chest, and as he watched, a drop of blood fell from that cut, and Botvid caught the drop in his hand, which burned like fire and then quickly solidified into a ruby stone. He put the stone in his pocket as the swan flew up to rejoin the flock and flew away into the distance. And all the rest of the day as he walked, he thought about that beautiful bird. When evening came, he found himself before the gates of a lonely castle. He knocked on the door. The knight who lived there opened the door and let him in, offered him food to eat and a place to sleep. And while they shared their evening meal, Botvid told about the swan that he had seen that day. "Oh, yes," said the knight, "that is the enchanted prince. Someone has bound him up in the form of the swan, and only once a year does he get an opportunity to perhaps be freed by some human being from that enchantment." "Well, if that's the case," said Botvid, "I will search until I find that swan again, and I will free him from his enchantment. I will free the swan prince." "I had that same dream once myself," explained the knight. "I failed because I was not able to overcome my fear." "I promise that I will remember your advice," said Botvid when he set out from the castle the next morning. Again, he walked all day, and when evening came, he found himself outside the cave of a hermit who invited him to sit by the fire and share a meal. And again, Botvid talked about the swan prince. And the hermit said, "Oh, yes, I had a jewel once that sparkled just like yours did, and I also dreamed of freeing the swan prince, but I failed because I was unable to overcome my doubt." Well, Botvid didn't understand this advice any more than he had understood how the knight could have not been able to overcome his fear, but he determined that he would remember, and he set out on his way once more. He walked again for another day, and this time found himself outside the gates of a monastery, and the monk who let him in and heard the story of the quest for the swan prince said, "Oh yes, I also meant to use my life to free that enchanted prince, and I failed because I was unable to forget myself." So maybe you heard me say that Botvid was trying to find the swan prince so that he could free him from his enchantment and he wouldn't be stuck being a swan anymore. As beautiful as swans are, if you're meant to be a person, it's kind of hard to be a swan year after year. You get lonely for other people. And so Botvid was on this quest, and he searched for months and months and months, and sometimes he got really tired and discouraged, but whenever that happened, he would get out that sparkling ruby that had fallen from the white swan prince, and he would look at it and hold it in his hand, and he would feel strengthened and encouraged. One day, when he was walking yet again through yet another dark and lonely forest, he caught a glimpse of a palace shining in the distance. And he reached into his pocket and held fast to his shining ruby. And he realized that he could understand what the blackbirds in the trees were saying to each other. And they were saying, "Today's the day. This is the hour each year when the prince becomes human for 1 hour and the possibility of rescue exists. Maybe even now the rescuer is on his way. Maybe this is the year that the enchantment will be broken." And then Botvid heard them saying, "Look, here comes a boy. He's small, he's young, but his forehead is shining." And so Botvid held fast to that jewel and he said to himself, "I can do it." And he kept whispering, "Fear not, doubt not, forget yourself." And the next thing he knew, he was face to face with the prince. And in honor and respect, he bowed down and he said, "I would give my life to save you." The prince said, "Many have shared your quest. Many have tried to free me from my enchantment, but none has succeeded. That's all I'm allowed to tell you. And now here, I present you with a suit of armor, a sword, and a shield." And so Botvid put on the suit of armor. He picked up the shield and the sword, and he turned to face whatever dragon or monster might attack him. He was ready. But nothing happened, except it got strangely dark. Some sort of gloom descended, and Botvid couldn't see anything. And he stood there feeling nervous for a really long time, and then he would hear footsteps, and his skin would feel all cold. And he would sort of get the shivers, but still nothing would happen. And then after a long time, the ground started to shake, and Botvid started to wave that sword around, but it didn't encounter anything except air. The ground shook harder, and Botvid himself shook, and he actually cried out in fear and dropped the sword. And then the light returned, and he could see the swan prince was flying away in the distance and crying its sad and lonely cry. And the blackbirds were saying, "The hour is past." And Botvid said, "The hour may be past this year, but it will come again." And he went away to learn how to conquer his fear. A year later, he came back. "Welcome," said the prince. "Only two people have ever come back a second time." "Nothing is too much," said Botvid. And this time, when the darkness descended and the footsteps could be heard and the air felt so cold and the ground shook, instead of panicking and flailing the sword around, Botvid stood calmly and he pictured in his mind the sorrow of the prince that he wished to turn to joy. And so he held fast, and when the light returned, he was confident that now the prince would be free from the enchantment. But instead, when he looked, and instead of seeing that beautiful, noble face of the prince, instead he saw the prince's eyes had gone hard and cold, and his mouth was twisted and angry. And when he started to talk, he said the most cruel and hateful things. And suddenly Botvid was filled with doubt, and he thought, "You're not," he said, "you're not who I thought you were. Why have I given so much time and energy trying to save you?" And he couldn't even bear to look. He covered his eyes. And it was only when he heard the sound of wings and he heard that lonely cry that he realized he had failed in the second task. And so he went away to learn how to master his doubt. When he came back the next year, once again the prince met him and said, "Only one person has ever come back before, and he failed." "There is nothing that cannot be overcome," said Botvid. And so once again, he endured the long, cold night of fear. And this time, when the day dawned again and he was looking face to face with the twisted and distorted form of the prince, he knew that he should look through the veil to the prince's true heart and remember what he knew about the prince. And so he was not confused by the harsh words that were uttered. And he thought, "Victory is finally mine. The prince is going to be freed from enchantment." But now what happened? The prince grabbed the sword and turned it on Botvid and said, "You must die." "What?" said Botvid. "I'm just a boy. I have my whole life ahead of me. This can't be. You can't ask that of me." And the blackbirds began to chatter. "He's failed again." And the prince turned back into a swan and flew away. The blackbird said, "He's failed. He will never return." But they were wrong. It was several years before Botvid was ready, but he did come back another time. And when the prince saw him, he said, "No one has ever come back for a fourth time. Why are you here?" "What is my life," answered Botvid, "if I cannot give it in service to you?" And so the prince took the sword and pointed it at Botvinnik, who said, "I'm ready." And he bowed his head. And the prince poked the sword into his skin just enough that one drop fell from Botvinnik's chest to the ground. But he held in his mind how much he wanted to free the prince from that coat of feathers that bound him. He wanted the prince to be free to be who he was meant to be. And when the prince saw that Botvinnik was thinking only of the highest good he wanted to serve and the most vulnerable soul he wanted to help, the prince put down the sword and extended his hand to Botvinnik and said, "Thank you, friend. You have rescued me." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, you've taught us that perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love helps us hold fast to faith. Perfect love makes us forget ourselves and think of others. And so we ask that you keep true in us our desire to serve you above all and to be mindful always of the needs and concerns of your most vulnerable people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.